Hey, Eric, so what are we going to talk about this week?
All right, so we're talking about the podcast. All right, we're talking about the Eclipse. So Matthew, because that's obviously the big news in Kentucky this week. And so, I've got to say, I was totally stunned. It was totally overwhelming.
Really?
To be in totality. Yes, it was total. And I can't tell you. I didn't remember ever watching any eclipse ever until then, until yesterday.
So you don't remember the 79 eclipse?
I remember sort of preparing for it. I sort of remember, being, I sort of remember a buddy and I running across the yard being scared to look up, stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I honestly think, and there have been other eclipses that I've been through, but certainly never a total solar eclipse. And I can only imagine. The next one, we were already talking about it. I don't want to do 99%. I want 100%. I want to get back to that path of totality. It's amazing how bright it is up until the very moment of totality, which is bizarre.
Yeah, Dad was talking about that too. Well, Dad was saying he noticed it more in the waning. Because it's like it's dark, and then all of a sudden it's just instantaneously light again.
Yes, right, right. It takes and by the way, the other thing too is that if you do things like I mistakenly for just a split second, there was a point when I moved my glasses and I sort of saw the sun.
So you burned your retina out. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. At like very, very minimal exposure. Okay. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm guessing it was just a giant orb. It was immediately back to being just a total orb.
Yeah. You can't see it at all.
You take pictures up until the very moment of totality,
it just looks like the sun.
It just looks like the sun.
Yeah.
You think you're seeing the whole thing and you're just seeing a little sliver. That's how strong that light is. And it is like when it goes, like it sort of gets the light kind of changes. In the state, it's almost more like the hue changes of everything, but it's still bright. Right up until the very end, and then it goes dark and it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then we had a minute and 45 seconds, I forget how long we had, but in any event, and then when it switches back, it's immediate and now it's daytime again.
Right.
And it is bizarre. And I was there, so we watched it with, my wife and I, and we're both in our 40s, and we've got a 8-year-old daughter, and then we were there with, 3 people in their 70s and 2 people in their 80s. And it wasn't I don't know that I've ever had had an experience where everyone across that wide of an age range, no one was saying, oh, wow, that was amazing, but you should have seen it when. And nobody was saying, oh, well, that was no big deal. Everybody, it wasn't like.
Well, they had never seen it before, unless they had traveled somewhere to see it. Yeah.
Whoa, this is something I've never seen before. And you could literally hear the town cheering from the backyard. You heard the whole town cheering,
That's pretty.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And it's like. You get this 360 degree sunset, which my wife had read about that in advance and I knew it was coming, but that's really strange to see. I've never seen a sunset all the way around the
right.
The sky.
Well, Dad was talking about the thing he didn't know to look for and he wished he had was the fact that you can see, you can actually see the Venus and some of the planets.
Right. And I didn't think to look. I knew to do that, but I was so overwhelmed with what was going on. I didn't think about it in the time. So I did not see that stuff. I didn't look at anything but the sun itself and then the kind of the horizon and watching that and the people I was with, And you definitely get the temperature drop off. It was so hot here. It was so hot and humid. It was we had perfect. We had perfectly clear skies for it, which was wonderful. But it was quite sticky. And I mean, it started out, I think it was probably 95 degrees.
Oh, wow.
At start, and it got down to about like 85, which, you know, you notice that.
No, that's
and
a big drop.
It was a big drop. And the other thing too is now we didn't notice those swallows going. What we did notice was that, like right before totality, all the like flying bugs came out, like gnats and mayflies and baby mosquitoes and that sort of thing. They were swarming all over the place, like it was dusk.
Right.
And we noticed that. What we didn't notice until my wife took video of all of us. She set up the computer to take a video of the whole thing, and I'm so glad she did that. We didn't even notice the crickets. I think we were talking ourselves too much, but man, you can hear on this video, like just a few seconds. I mean, the crickets sound like it's 8 o'clock at night. I mean, they are just so loud. And, we didn't even notice that at the time, but, I mean, it was amazing. And I mean, the guy who was in his 80s, I mean, he was in tears, you know. He was like,
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, he felt very fortunate. He had come from Florida to see it. And he had never been through one before. But a friend of his had told him about, he just moved from Madisonville. He and his wife just moved from Madisonville to Florida. And so a friend of his that is kind of an eclipse chaser said, no, you really want to do this. If you can go back to Madisonville for this eclipse, you really do want to see this, you know? And cause this guy was an engineer and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, not that that's required, but he's very interested in all that kind of stuff. And he really was, I mean, he was in tears. He couldn't believe it. And, so yeah, it was just a really, really neat thing.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. It's funny here. I mean, it was neat.
Yeah.
You know, you could look.
Mm-hmm.
We made a little pinhole viewer, mm-hmm. and that was cool. And mm-hmm. we had fun with that. And we would look up and we started watching it an hour ahead. You know, like we watched it from the beginning up to the point where it was the max it was going to be for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd check in on it off and on. But because of the fact that it got dim.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it was never dark. And I think because of that fact, it just never felt the same as what you guys experienced. Yeah, Dad was saying, you know, like the street lights pop on and.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds so like you're trying to big time the whole thing or something like that. But I was looking on like Facebook.
Yeah, you're in the totality.
Yeah, and I was looking at people and the people that were in like, you know, that were, and by the way, I would have been this. I mean, if it hadn't happened that I happened to live in the path of totality, I promise you I wouldn't have driven to it because I've never, not that I'm interested in astronomy and always have been, but the eclipse type stuff that I've seen before, it's never been that meaningful.
Right.
You know, I've been like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But like I said, I can't remember any of the experience firsthand. And when I got on Facebook afterwards and I saw that the people that were like not exactly in the band of totality, I mean, and if you were just a hair on the side of it, they were totally nonplussed.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They were nice about it. But I have yet to meet anyone who, I mean, we went out in the neighborhood and people were like, I mean, people were almost walking around bumping into each other. I mean, it is a moving experience. I mean, and I mean, you know, I've seen, of course, I live in the Bible Belt. I mean, total theological, you know, conversations about it. And I mean, and in my own heart, I'm having that, you know, like just thinking about, I mean, the whole thing about like that, you know, see, if the sun, if the light is reduced down to just a sliver, but like we are just built, we think we're seeing the whole thing when we're not, you know,
yeah.
We think we're seeing that whole sun and we're certain we are, you know, I mean, your eyes tell you, you're seeing the entire sun and you are not, you know, like there's so much more than what we are just capable of processing.
Right.
And that is theologically interesting. It is, you know? And so, you know, there was just a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, it was a really, I mean, I'm so thankful, you know, like today I got the gift of basically getting to sleepwalk up to it, because I knew my wife was kind of on the ball in terms of making sure we had the right glasses. She knew the timing of things. She kind of managed.
You're just along for the ride.
I was totally just along for the ride.
It's the best way to be, Eric.
I worked yesterday. I was totally just along for the ride. I don't mind being the manager, but we kind of do that in our house. If one of us is taking care of something, the other one just kind of naturally, okay, you got it. I'm going to trust you that, you know, blah, blah, blah. We don't tend to worry over the same things.
Right.
And I knew that she had it. She was on top of it. Our daughter, you know, they've just been pumping the school kids full of this stuff, you know, since last school year. And so she knew a lot of what to do and all
that
kind of stuff.
Well, that was one of the things I was going to ask. So now, was she at school or was she home?
She was out. No, they canceled school.
So. Okay. And I wondered about that.
Yeah. There was some debate. I mean, definitely, it'd be interesting to know what the, you know, across Kentucky, I mean, a lot of school systems that were not even in the path totality, they were, oh, I'm so sorry. Hang on for just one second. A lot of school systems that weren't even in the path totality did, in fact, cancel classes. Some for traffic concerns.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, different stuff like that. But there was really, I think it was actually on the calendar that we received, the school calendar that we received like last spring. I think it was already for us.
They're already planning it to be off. Yeah.
Yeah. And they sent home, you know, at home activities to do. She had some homework associated with it. It was declared I think they call it a skills day or something like that. But so anyway, yeah.
That's cool.
And so anyway, it was really fortunate for me, because I had a whole bunch of people that had sort of like figured it out, and all I had to do was show up. And I was, you know, to me it was kind of, oh, this is cool. Family's getting together, we had a meal and, you know, it was fun having the daughter home from school and all that sort of jazz. But it was just kind of that. I wasn't expecting it to be really that big a deal. I was much more dialed in to sort of like, there's been this sort of debate about, or there's been sort of this, like, you know, we had all kinds of, the town planned all sorts of activities for the weekend. We had a concert, we had different things. And there's been some back and forth, you know, among people about, oh, they're making this too big a deal. And some people, and I've been kind of more dialed into that stuff. And so then, like, when it actually came to the moment, I just got to be, like, totally overwhelmed.
That's funny.
It was great. Yeah.
I would have been the same as you. I mean, I was – it's a totally different kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of that way with the ocean. Mm-hmm. I remember when –
yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'd never seen the ocean in my life. And, yeah, you hear all this stuff about the ocean and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you see it for the first time
– yes.
It's like – oh my God.
You and I talked about that at the time, and I think that's exactly the same thing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, I would have been like you. I would have gone into it the same. I had no interest in driving down somewhere to see the totality.
Right.
A lot of people here did.
Yeah.
And because from here, it's only a few hours away here to get down to see it. So,
yeah, we had people from, I mean, the crowds, were generally less than what, you know, NASA had like really said it could be as many as this in your area, you know, and they just did straight on estimates from previous eclipses, and they tried to give us real high end numbers. That way people could prepare for food,
right,
and businesses and stuff like that. Police force having up on staff. And so they gave really high numbers, and it was certainly less than that. But by the same token, there were people. There were people in Madisonville from Canada who came down for it. There were absolutely people from Idaho, Washington, and they could have gone, you know, elsewhere, but whatever, this was the right, you know, Hopkinsville was the longest, or really right outside of Hopkinsville was the longest period of totality.
Eclipseville, you mean?
Eclipseville.
Although, no, it's back to being Hopkinsville today.
Yeah, that's right. We're back to, yeah, that's right. And, but I think your ocean, I hadn't thought about that. But yes, I remember you and I went to the ocean for the first time, not together, but at about the same point in our lives. because neither one of you or I had families that did that sort of vacation growing up. And we talked about that at the time, and you went before I did. And I think that's a very apt, it is kind of like seeing, you know, you've heard about the ocean, but the vastness and the total, like, there is, I mean, it's almost unspeakable. There's no control over it. There's no, and yet it's not a force of menace. You know, there's no, it's not scary, but it's totally overwhelming, you know?
No, it has a very odd effect. I think either you...
It changes your brain.
Yeah, I mean, either you... Some people... I could definitely see where some people would be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because it's huge, and it's unrelenting, and it's, you know, like you said, there's no control. You can, you're never going to control it. Period. Right.
It's so much bigger than all of humanity. I mean, it's, you know, than all of our best brains and generations of thought. It's just like there's so much more mystery there than there is known. And, yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys got the experience.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I guess I blew it by not going to Paducah. Behind the library.
2024. And it's actually going to be a longer period. 2024, which is not that far off. And there's a band. Actually, you go right back to Carbondale. Carbondale gets them both. We will not be in the Path of Fatality here in Madisonville, but it's close enough that, I mean, we were, you know, who knows? You never know what's going to happen between now and then, but we are certainly thinking in terms of we're going to get ourselves to that one too.
Oh, to Carbondale?
So I mean, we'll probably go to, because of family, we'll probably go to Southwestern Indiana and get, you know, almost as much time.
Oh, but, it's going to be that close.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The Path to Fatality comes pretty close. I mean, and you can get a, you can stay in Kentucky and see some of it, I think.
But you'd have that experience like we had.
Well, you might get the totality experience, but you get it for so many fewer seconds. That's what's crazy too, is that it's so, you know, the difference. So Madisonville and Hopkinsville are, you know, we're about 30 miles apart, and even just that amount of distance. I mean, I totally get it now. If I was traveling to see this thing, I would have gotten, I wouldn't have stopped at Madisonville. I mean, there's no way.
You're going to go and get the longest exposure the whole way.
You get there because it was a huge amount of time difference. I mean, it was over so fast here. It was like a minute and a half.
Yeah, I think like it was like 2:30, 2:45 or something, right?
So even just that little bit of distance was that much difference in time. And so if you're gonna make that investment, get yourself there. Although the crowds were, the traffic out of this area was stunning yesterday. But I mean, I'd deal with the logistics, but. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. It's pretty crazy. So
that's cool though.
It was very cool. And you got, I mean, there's, you know, people are talking about it, you know, in terms of, you
we'll
know,
have to talk about on the 2024 podcast.
Yeah, so,
we'll talk about it again, see if you're just as impressed.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So yeah, you can get to that one. So yeah, I know we were already like, oh my gosh, our daughter's going to be 15. And we were talking about that, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, all the stuff that, you know, it does just kind of make you, you know, we were thinking about that the people we were with yesterday and, you know, it's very likely that at least one of us who was there is won't be around, you know, 7 years from now. It's just math. And, you know, it does make you think in those terms and,
All right, so here's, we'll take a huge turn.
Okay.
Because you're a guy who, you've watched a lot of old movies, you've watched a lot of old TV shows, things like that. You enjoy that stuff. I've never gotten the Jerry Lewis thing.
Right.
Like at all. But I've never really watched Jerry Lewis. Like I don't think I've ever seen like him pop up on TV shows or something in the 60s or any of that stuff. Do you have a sense of him at all?
The weird thing for me with him was he was just so intense. You know, like if you saw him like on interview programs or even on, and I certainly watched the telethon is my
connection to him. The movies, I didn't get, you know, that's kind of not us. And all that stuff. But the telethon, certainly I saw. But then if you saw him, like, on interview programs or whatever, I mean, he seemed really, really smart. But, like, he was sort of angry, you know, like that.
Well, yeah, no, that's my impression of him, is that he's just an angry guy. Like, he's, for whatever reason, he just seems angry.
Yeah.
And it's totally because of interviews, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And so I had a hard time anytime I saw him, I, you know, then that doesn't jibe with a comedian, you know, like you wanted,
right.
You know, because it's not like he did. I guess there's some comedians that sort of like work with that and their act is sort of like an angry, like maybe like, you know,
Sam Kinison.
Like, yeah, it's not like he did Sam Kinison's act, you know, and that was his persona. And that's certainly, I'm not interested in that either, but you could sort of see where that would line up. But it always felt like I never trusted his jokes, right? He never, you know, if he made people laugh, it never seemed like he was actually laughing. You know, it never seemed like he was really in a funny mood. So that's my kind of feeling on it. I am.
That's interesting because I've had that same impression of him. So yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
I do love there is a made for TV movie from about 15 years ago. Made for CBS about Martin and Lewis, and that thing was great. The guy who was on Will and Grace, one of the guys who was on Will and Grace, played Jerry Lewis. Oh my gosh, he was so fantastic. So I do love that thing. And I certainly watched. You guys watched? Did you guys watch the telethon?
No.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't watch.
No, my parents weren't big Jerry Lewis fans. I don't know. They weren't big Dean Martin fans either. But
yeah,
they just weren't big Jerry Lewis fans. And so
probably a little showy.
Yeah, they didn't have that much interest. I mean, we loved all, you know, we watched the Mandrell sisters and we watched Carol Burnett show and we watched Donnie and Marie and, you know, any of those kind of shows that were on weekly we watched. But
probably the
I don't remember us ever watching the telethon. And we watched the Paducah telethon.
Yes. Yeah. But I can imagine that, like, some people would have been turned off by the MDA telethon or whatever, you know, the Labor Day telethon, because it maybe felt a little showy about giving money and all that. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah. Anyway. No, I can see that.
I don't know. All right. Well, I got one, what I was going to suggest that's kind of off kilter with you is, so I did a freaking weekend post, over the weekend, the Odd Couple episode that I linked to in there, that actually explains the origin. That's the origin episode for the TV Odd Couple. So they explain how Oscar and Felix meet.
Oh, the jury story?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to watch that then.
You could, I encourage you to at least like watch the first like 5 minutes because you'll see where it's going. Then you can guess the whole thing, but it'll explain to you. Yeah. I didn't know that was in there. That's not, I just grabbed some episode and it turns out that that's the one where they kind of explain how they met. But
I saw the, that girl where Don Hollinger finally proposed to Amory.
Yeah. Exciting. That was actually quite nice. I really liked that scene.
We watched that show growing up, I remember. That
was Did you show. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Really? Mom was a big fan of that show.
Yeah.
And so we watched that. I was trying to look at these games, but I hadn't had a chance to look at them yet. The advertisement with the with the baseball and the golf game. I'm always intrigued by board golf games. I don't know why. Sure. I just think they're very interesting.
They are. I agree.
And
I've now on eBay. Oh my gosh, they're so expensive.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. Well, the baseball game. Well, they both look a lot to me like Bowl Bound or Pay Dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. They were right with the grid, the number grid,
and where the colors, the green, the red, and the yellow. Yeah.
Right.
So I kind of wondered about that. And I assume the golf one was like the cards are for different players?
Or maybe different clubs. I don't know.
Well, it'd be cool if it was the players, because then you could, like, have, you know, like, Jack Nicklaus could be, like, great.
That would be cool, but I don't think it's true. I think...
Why? That would have been a great board game. Right. That would have been the best golf board game ever.
Maybe that's what we should do, is create, like, a board game of like golfing seasons, like a Stratomatic golf.
That would be cool.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Base it on the season.
Spend a week trying to craft it. Yeah.
Where do we get the stats?
I don't know.
That would be the hard
We got about a year to figure it out. I don't know, but that would be cool. Didn't you guys – you guys had some kind of board golf game, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I had a couple of different ones over the years. One was essentially just for gambling.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how that worked either. One of them was actually pretty good. It had a great board. It had a whole 18-hole golf course on it. And it had a pretty good play system. It played pretty easily, but I could never get anybody to play it with me. So, and then I think the weirdest game I ever had, and I should look for this on eBay. I bought it at a yard sale. It was a tennis board game.
Oh, wow.
And it had the worst play engine, like, ever. Because it would literally take, like, 5 minutes to play 1 point. So you can imagine what a whole tennis match would be like. It was just unbelievable. But I thought it was so cool. You know, I'd never seen a tennis board game before. I just
Was it telling you, like, where the ball was hit on the court?
Yeah, you did every hit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You did every hit of the brutal. So, and back then, you know, I mean, this was a 70s game. You know, tennis was much more back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So, yeah, I mean, you could it was a weird game.
That is great.
But just doing a quick search for tennis and board game on eBay, I think I already see the game. But
oh, really?
It was a Parker Brothers game.
I had a game. I had a golf game called Go for the Green.
Yeah, I remember Go for the Green.
Yeah, and it was. I got a feeling that the golf game that you're talking about, like, it may have been known by a different name at that point, just marketing wise. But I think it was probably the same game. Just different generations of it, but I don't know. Boy, it looks good though. That ad, it just looks like leisure time, you know, like you got all day to play these board games. That's what those things look. I mean, that's what.
And drink Budweiser.
Yeah. Drink Budweiser. Yeah. I went out and had that. I still got 5 Budweisers left.
Break out the Lou Rawls.
That's right. Oh man.
I heard somebody recently, and this made me think of Go Heath, because I heard somebody recently talking about the this is going off in a weird direction, but talking about the Cialis ads.
Yeah, it's great commentary on the Cialis ads.
Yeah, it's just how, like, everything we get anything the woman would do, we get the guy's eyebrow raised. You know, like, she showed up to dinner, you know, the eyebrow raised, so... You know, she coughed, the eyebrow raised. Like, it didn't matter what it was, you know. That's what he learned. Like, it doesn't take much for the guy.
Oh, that's the truth. That's great.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I'll tell you what, at least as big a blow as losing the politics post at the HP was losing the Cialis commentary at the HP Go provided. So, yeah, so, that's unfortunate. Oh boy. All right. Well, I gotta get back to work.
Yep, same here.
Well, that was
fun. Any ideas on music for this week? I've been thinking about Nebraska musical artists since we were gonna do a very special episode, but that got canceled.
So. Album. I just figured you'd do the Nebraska album.
Yeah, I didn't think about that actually. That's funny.
You should do that Cure song that she used to love, that I Am the Sun,
No, that's the Smiths.
Or Smiths, I'm sorry.
Smiths. Gosh, Eric.
You're going to delete this whole podcast.
Did you grow up in the 80s? Too busy listening to Bon Jovi? Now, you're probably too cool for the Smiths. That's what I figured.
No, don't give me that. The Smiths are like the pinnacle of cool culture.
That's what I mean. So you would be too cool to be part of that, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no.
It's like this guy I worked with. And
I take whatever albums you had. So whenever I'd come to Lexington, I'd just take them. I just never bought anything.
It's like this guy I knew at UNC who, if it was popular in any way, shape, or form, he was against it.
Yeah,
yeah, right. That's just how he rolled. Like, it didn't matter what it was.
Sure.
So. It didn't matter who thought it was popular, you know.
Yeah, right.
If it was completely obscure and nobody ever heard of it, it was great. Otherwise, he had no interest.
There was a picture on that went out on Twitter yesterday from the practice of the Tennessee Titans, and they were practicing when the eclipse took place. And the great thing, of course, the picture is they'd fanned out glasses to all the guys and that sort of thing, and they're all watching it, except you see this one sports writer who is not even – everybody's looking up in the picture. It's during totality, and they've all got their glasses on, except then you see this one sports writer, and he doesn't have his glasses on, and he's, like, looking off to the side. You know, he's like this, you know, jaded sports writer.
Sorry. Guy. I'm too good for this.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.